My next guest on the program is familiar to listeners of Mizzou music. It's the violinist Julie Rosenfeld. She's 1/4 of the Esterhazy Quartet that had their successful recital last week. You have many duties here at the MU School of Music. You're probably still discovering some as time goes on. One of them is that you're the coordinator of music at the museum, and there's a graduate string quartet recital coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. Julie, what is music at the museum?
In our hopes of outreach to other audiences in Columbia, I was asked by the School of Music director, Julia Gaines, to curate and begin a new series, which would be held in the Museum of Art and Archaeology up at Mizzou North. This is our second year of doing that. Last year, we had 3 concerts. This year, I hope we'll have 3 concerts. I have a chance, so we haven't yet figured out who the other 2 are going to be. But Sunday, November 13th, is our first concert. They are 1-hour free events at the museum. We set up chairs in the Gallery of European and American Art, which is a lovely space, by the way. You get to stare at beautiful paintings while the music is going on. And the graduate quartet will come and play 2 beautiful works of the string quartet repertoire, the Mozart Dissonance String Quartet, one of the great Mozart quartets, the K465 in C major, the Dissonance Quartet by Mozart, and then they will end with one of the great early quartets of Felix Mendelssohn, the String Quartet in A minor, Opus 13.
So the Mozart piece is titled Dissonance. Was he an early free jazz guy? Did he have dissonance in his heart?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the opening to the quartet is so different than anything that had been written before. It includes a lot of dissonant chords, which then, of course, resolve right away in true Mozartian fashion. But it was such a bizarre opening to a string quartet. This had never been done before, that during Mozart's lifetime, these opening 30 bars were actually rewritten to make them less dissonant because people thought they were just so jarring and just outrageous. But they are incredibly beautiful. You have wonderful clashes that are what we call appoggiaturas. Those of you who are familiar with musical terminology, that's the correct terminology for it. You get these great appoggiaturas that then resolve into beautiful dissonances. We go into very weird keys. The piece is in C major, but we don't know what key we're in until the very end of this adagio opening, and then finally we are finally in C major, and it's wonderful. A very great, great piece with one of the most historic opening sections of any piece written in the classical era.
And the graduate students are ready for it. You've coached them well. Who are the 4 members of this year's graduate string quartet here at the MU School of Music?
They are 4 of our best grad students who actually auditioned to be members of the grad string quartet. So the 2 violinists are both from Spain, Jesus Gomez, who is actually a second-year grad student, and Miguel Calleja. He's in his first year. The violist is from China, Yaxing Zhao. She's also in her second year as a grad student here. And the cellist is new this year, also from Spain, Adrian Gomez. And they're coming together really for the first time beginning in August. They really had never played together before. I think a couple of them had played together in Spain previously, but never as a quartet before. So they are learning the string quartet repertoire. They are learning how to play together as an ensemble. It's a very specialized type of existence. So they're learning under fire. And this is really their first public appearance.
So if you want to see an interesting recital, 4 young folks thrown together, rising to the occasion, Mozart's Dissonance Quartet and Mendelssohn's String Quartet in A minor are on Music at the Museum, at the Museum of Art and Archaeology. That's at Mizzou North this Sunday, November the 13th at 3 p.m. Their coaches are Dr. Ellie Lahr and Dr. Julie Rosenfeld. Rosenfeld has been my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Thanks for making the time to stop by.
Thanks, Trevor.